But first, it's the Observation Deck with Gordo, brought to us by A Number One Air.
Well, Craig, I'm surprised I'm here today after yesterday's blistering pace in the Musers Mall Walk at North Park Center. We did it for the second day, and I'm with you, Giorgio. It does feel like we've done this longer than just 2 days.
It does. I feel like we've done at least five.
So yesterday we get out there at 10:30. The crowd there greets us. We had to tell them, no, we don't want to ride on your shoulders the whole way. We need to walk some of this, okay? And so we got down. We had our, the shotgun went off, and we went off around 10:30. And we improved our distance yesterday over the previous day. We went, I think three or four laps. How many laps was it? Three laps?
I want to say four.
Four laps.
You did four yesterday.
Right. And you guys did over three laps. Mm-hmm. And we had a very fast pace. And I noticed no one was walking with me except for this mystery woman. And she kept up. She was probably only like 5 foot tall, too.
Didn't I hear her say she had run a marathon?
Yeah.
Okay.
She was a runner.
Yeah.
And she'd already done her morning run that morning and came down and said that her her husband was a big Musers P1, and they wake up on their radio alarm clock every morning to the show. And so she decided to come down and walked with me, and then we talked for a little bit, and then we talked the whole way.
By the way,
but
if you want,
never got her name.
If you want photographic support, since I'm kind of in charge of the thing, I was there again yesterday taking pictures, and I put a bunch on Twitter at @Junior_Miller, and there are some photos showing the gap that you and this woman got over George and the rest of the field. Now I'm wondering, did that cause any discontent between the two of you, since your part of the New Year's resolution was the two of you were going to walk together and bond, but you quickly left George behind?
Well, yes, I attacked early.
Yeah, and
but I figured he
go.
Would have chased me down by the end of it.
No, I looked ahead and went, that's all right. Let him go if he wants to go. No, I had a good time walking with the P1s. I was walking for the P1s.
Obviously, I was as well. And it was a good time. We simplified the route a little bit. I didn't go through every one of those little nooks and crannies. And we just kind of kept going straight. And did you ever cut across some areas to keep closer to us? I didn't know if people were cutting across areas.
Somewhere. No, the only one was the one that when you and I were walking together in the first lap, going through that that dining area, I didn't think that was really a good idea.
Yeah, we had to skip that area next time around because tables were crowded with people and they didn't want all these P1s walking through there,
yeah,
looking, flooding the zone.
There was a regrouping at one point, and I think that's when you all stopped to refuel when Lila brought us food.
Right. Yes. You're so talented! Lila brought us food from Norma's, and she gave me a piece of pie. And I took that with me, and I walked a lap while eating a piece of pie that had so much whipped cream on it.
Yeah, that's the other thing, is that he set that pace while eating a piece of pie.
Yeah. Very cross purposes there, but boy, was it good.
Fresh pies.
Dang, that was good.
Right.
I know. So the question is, in those four fast-paced laps that I did, do you think I worked off enough calories to offset that piece of pie?
Ooh.
You ate the whole
Not
thing?
At all.
Yeah.
I don't think so. No.
I don't think so. And it
probably not.
It goes to show you, people don't realize how much exercise it would take to offset their bad eating. Basically, most of health comes down to eating, not exercise. It comes down to eating.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And so people think, oh, well, I exercise this morning, I can splurge and have this piece of pie. Well, you just almost wiped out the benefits of that exercise. Almost. So, yeah, four laps, and then we're going to go for five laps today, if we did four laps yesterday.
And we got very special plans today.
And, yes, we do have special plans because we have a celebrity walker, don't we?
Well, number one, we're doing it early today so that we,
that's
can,
the big news.
We can carry the mall walking live here on the ticket. It's going to start at 9:15 in Gordo's Corner. Now, a lot of people are saying the mall doesn't open until 10. The mall actually opens at 8:30. For mall walkers.
Really?
Yes. The stores don't open until 10, but the mall will be open, so it's an early start today. So if you want to join these two heroes, You can get out there around 9. We're going to start walking at 9:15. I'm going to stay here at the mothership to kind of hold things down since I'm kind of in charge.
Oh, please.
And I'll do the Brian Jones segment. We'll talk about the national title game. And then we're going to throw it at 9:15 for the corner live to You Two Heroes. And you guys will be mall walking. And so the P1s are welcome to join. Yes, the mall will be open, but there's only one entrance that's open. And it's the entrance by the Dill, between the Dill and Maggiano's.
Okay.
I need to quit calling it that.
Dillard's and Maggiano's.
Dillard's. Yeah, people call it the Dill.
Which is perfect, because that's basically where we start at the Peloton store right by Dillard's.
So yeah, start early today. We'll be there at 9:15. Now, why does the mall open early like that? Is it just because they want to be so friendly to mall walkers because they feel like mall walkers will become shoppers?
I think so.
Yeah.
I think they do it for mall walkers.
Because to me, it's unbelievable how much North Park embraces the mall walker.
They're everywhere.
Well, and I think they should because now as a mall walker, I didn't realize they had that many varieties of stores there. It made me want to shop at some of those places.
It's a great mall, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a great mall. Yeah. And I could see why if you were a mall walker, and especially if you got there early where they open it up for you, that, yes, you would be loyal to that mall.
All right, so I am Luke Mall Walker. You are Walker Texas Rayleigh. I believe, Craig, you're Walkahana. Also, Darth Mall Walker is available. That name is available. It's, for those Star Wars fans.
It's so exciting, and I'm so happy for the two of you and proud of the two of you.
That's what Craig kept saying yesterday. He was proud of all of us, that there was so much talent. When he would take a picture of all the mall walkers, he would go, man, there's just so much talent in this photo.
It's true.
And I do encourage everyone to go to Junior's Twitter feed and look at his sports portraiture, because he really... His sports portraits are so moving.
The whole event has been moving. I can't believe that there's been this much excitement and emotion and fireworks in the first 2 days. We still have 3 more days to go. And it's been beautiful to watch the two of you bond and raise awareness and bond with the P1s.
Yeah,
and
you said that part.
It's beautiful to see the P1s right. Who've turned out, and we had several who came out for a second day in a row, and they're going to make it today for a third day in a row. And it's just, I've never been in charge of a more exciting event.
You're not in charge of anything.
A more exciting event in my life.
If you were in charge of this, you would know how close we are to our goal, and you do not know that.
I do know.
I have that figure.
I, in fact, do have that figure, but I will turn it over to you.
Let's look at the tote board, shall we? Here, after 2 days of our 5-day, possibly longer, mall walk, we had a $5,000 goal, and so far the awareness campaign on our GoFundMe page has raised $939. Whoa!
That is just so incredible.
Man.
That makes me want to cry.
And so thanks to Zippy Limp Condom, who donated money, and all the others. Clint Hunt also has donated. There's a lot of interesting people who've donated and put interesting messages on our GoFundMe page. And we will announce what we will do with all this awareness at the end of the campaign of our choosing.
How are you guys feeling physically?
You know, I feel great except for my right foot. Right on the... what is this? This is the ball of your foot, right?
Yep.
Okay.
Where you have the plantar fasciitis?
Well, that's hurting. I don't know if it's plantar fasciitis, but it's some sort of tremendous injury that I'm suffering there. So I'm just going to, right before we take off, I'm going to see if the Peloton store has all sorts of cortisone shots, and I'm just going to really dope up that one foot.
I love to watch events where there's human suffering, and that's why I think I love this event so much.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So I'll see if my pace girl shows up, because she keeps me company through her thick Spanish accent.
All right, very exciting, very exciting. Today, North Park, early start if you want a mall walk with these two champions. 9:15 in front of the Peloton store. Remember, the only entrance that's open for North Park that early is between Dillard's and Maggiano's on the south side. And you guys are going to have a special guest star walking with you for the second half of this walk.
Yes.
Second half of it?
Yeah, they won't be there.
The walk is not that long.
Well, you know what, actually, I think
he's there at the beginning.
Yeah, I think they are going to show up at 9:15 and walk with you. Yeah.
I don't know who this is. Y'all haven't told me who this is.
It's so exciting that I can barely even say it.
Okay. All right. Fair enough.
Congratulations. 2 days in the books, 3 to go. Hashtag Musers Mall Walk.
I won stage 2 as well. Still in yellow.
Not a competition.
Yep.
All right. It's 9:16 here on The Ticket. You're listening to a special edition of The Musers, Wednesday morning, January 10th, and we are about to make history. It's time for Gordo's Corner, brought to us by Baker Brothers Plumbing and Air. And joining us from North Park Center is the great Gordo, along with Giorgio. And Gordo, for the first time in the history of this radio station, we are about to carry mall walking live. Come in.
Yeah. I don't think there's any other sports station in America that actually has carried mall walking live.
Nope.
We're going to be the first. This is record-breaking. Now, I can report that we have the one true muser here at North Park Center, and that's me.
No, I'm actually back here,
Giorgio,
at the station.
Nowhere to be found.
What's his deal?
Giorgio is MIA. I have no idea. I know that when we left the station, I went into the restroom and he was in the stall, and there was a lot of grunting and it sounded like a slaughterhouse in there. I don't know what was happening. So Giorgio has not made it yet. So I guess, do we need to wait for him in order to start?
I guess
we gotta
so.
Wait for George, don't we?
This is the third day of the Musers Mall Walk, and he's been late to 2 of the 3.
Right. And normally I'm the one that's supposed to be late. And it's George this time. All right, we see him. We do have visual confirmation of him being alive on this earth. And he's walking, somewhat labored walking towards us as he approaches. Listen to this, Junior. Hey, P1s, make noise. Make noise. You can hear it. Hear that?
Wow, good crowd.
Yeah, no kidding. We have a lot of these. Giorgio thinks they're cheering for him. I just wanted them to cheer where you could hear them, Junior. But a lot of the same P1s that have made it all 3 days so far.
Good.
So this is commitment. I'm about ready to call these the P1, the Hot Fry P1s of the week.
Yes.
But that's your domain. All right, joining me right now in Gordo's Corner is George Duncan, who is the
Dunham.
Who is you're like the Grand Marshal of Ticket? What is that?
No, I work at the Ticket.
Okay, that is a sports station of some kind.
That is correct. Uh-huh.
Okay, now Giorgio, you look like you've got a different bit of attire here that you're going with.
Yeah, I just decided to wear a golf shirt and a different pair of sweats. I do have a knee brace on today, too.
Oh, you do?
Yeah. My knee's hurting like a mama bear. Yeah, so I thought I'd put a brace on it today.
Have you been thoroughly checked out by race officials?
I had Killer take a look at it.
No.
He seems to think it's okay.
Killer? His IQ's barely above 70.
Hey. That's my doctor you're talking to there.
They couldn't execute Killer if he got the death penalty because of his IQ.
No, come on.
All right,
how are we going to do that?
This is so wheels off. All right, Junior, explain how we're broadcasting here, okay? Giorgio and I have headsets, and we're going through this little mixer that is broadcasting via cell phone. Now, in order for us to walk and broadcast at the same time, Jason Killer Kellison, our engineer, is going to be following us while holding a mixer and about 100 feet of cable.
Wow. Okay.
It looks so good.
And this is going to work. This is going to stay broadcasting as we walk all the way around the mall, or we have to stay like over here?
No, you can walk the entire mall. I did
it's
it like
cellular,
four times
so
yesterday.
It's like if you're on your cell phone, whatever coverage that is.
Wow. I need you guys to put this in your pants, though.
What?
Oh, I'd gladly put that in my pants, Killer. Thank you.
Killer just handed George a large black cylindrical object that looks a little...
Oh, they're cords, Gordon. They're cords.
Okay.
Cables.
I need you to do that too, Gordon.
What just happened?
Put this in your pants?
Not down the front of your pants.
Okay.
Just in your pocket.
All right. Are we ready to start, P1s?
I really need to put this in my pants?
Or hold on to it.
No, just hold on to it.
Okay, day 3 of the Musers Mall Walk. We're doing this for the awareness campaign. We have set up a GoFundMe page. You can go to my Twitter account. Gordon Keith is my Twitter name, as well as my real name.
All right, somebody is tripping. Now we got cable strung out.
This is not going to work, Killer.
Go.
Look at this. Don't tell us go. I'm still setting it up.
Yeah, I'm in charge.
And we've already
here.
Raised it's close up. To $1,000, Junior. Do you have the updated totals? I don't know if you have that in front of
yes,
you.
Yes, in fact, I can get you those updated totals very quickly.
okay? Junior checking our GoFundMe page. Our goal is $5,000. So far, we are at...
a grand total so far of $1,047. We are into four figures.
$1,047. We've broken into four digits. And Giorgio, you still haven't made your contribution yet.
Well, I'm not going to contribute. I'm just
walking. Okay, well, we might as well start the walk now. All right. Okay, let's start, right, P1s.
Don't trip, Killer.
Okay.
Now you can't.
Already I'm having to
like
adjust my pace because Killer.
That's good. These are like reins to rein you in.
Okay, come up beside me, Giorgio.
You walk too dang fast.
We can do incredible broadcasting together.
I'm also wearing my good luck visor from the football season, Junior.
Oh, good. Is Gene there again walking
white,
with you, Gene?
Argyle,
Gene is
here in a Cole Beasley uniform.
Oh, that's
Gene
great.
Gene is here. All right, we're passing the Victoria's Secret right now, Giorgio. Look at that.
Yeah, I may go there later.
Look at that.
Just to take a look.
That's nice.
You know,
go in there and pick up a little something.
Guys, we've been getting a lot of people wondering about how this started, and since we have a little time while you're walking, this started organically over a week ago in the observation deck with Gordo. And he said that, New Year's resolution, maybe do some exercise, get in shape. And somehow mall walking got introduced, that we thought that George and Gordon should start mall walking together. Not only is a New Year's resolution a form of exercise, but as a way to bond and come up with ideas, for the show and things like that. And so it just grew into what is the most exciting thing that we've ever done in the history of this station, and I'm just beside myself with emotion.
Yeah, I don't want to tear up when talking about this, but
you won't.
When we started, I had no idea that it would become become.
All right, and I'm gassed. Can we go get a pizza down at Maggiano's real quick?
Just now past Macy's. That's our first checkpoint. I don't have the splits right now, Giorgio. Do you have that?
Yeah, we're looking good.
Okay.
We're ahead of... yesterday.
Oh, I forgot to start my timer.
Oh, I'm so labored.
Fudge.
Yeah, is George okay?
I don't know.
George!
He sounds like he's in trouble.
What do you mean you don't know?
Each day feels worse. Day one, I felt great.
It's supposed to get better.
Yesterday, I felt like fart, and today, I feel the same way.
Oh, no.
What? I don't...
Yeah.
How are the P1s keeping pace, or have you left them behind?
Yeah, they are.
Yeah.
Gordon's
everyone's keeping up.
Pull back on that cable and slow Gordo down.
It's not supposed to be used as a ring. And already, look at this, Giorgio, as we're walking through North Park Center here, before any store is even open,
look at all these.
It's still
walkers.
Filled with people.
Yeah, a lot of mall walkers. This
mall
is a big
walkers,
deal.
Loiterers.
There's
human
a guy
trash.
Listening to the ticket while mall walking.
Hey, is our special guest with you, or are you packaging that?
I haven't seen him yet.
No, we haven't seen the special guest yet.
Okay. That's coming up at 9:35, I believe.
Yeah, very special guest.
Yeah. And I announced to the P1s here who the special guest was.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, I don't want to get into their reaction.
Were they disappointed?
There was an audible groan, Junior.
Okay, we're almost through. About got it. And...
what?
Boom.
What do you
day
mean,
three
boom?
Complete.
No.
There it is.
No.
Got to shorten it a little bit for airtime, so.
Nope.
Thanks for being with us, P1s.
We haven't even got to our second checkpoint.
35 minutes left.
The second anchor store.
We're going 40 today?
What's that?
Are we going 40?
No, we're going to do 5 complete revolutions.
Oh.
And however long that takes.
That'll be about 40 minutes, yeah.
Yeah, because yesterday, you all right, George?
That wasn't me. That was Killer.
Oh, this is the
chicane.
Uncomfortable. Yeah.
Well, no one's eaten this morning.
Where we all have to walk through a cafe setting.
But my props
I like
to
this
Killer.
Because you.
Yeah, this is going to be bad for Killer. I don't trust this.
You all right, Killer?
Yeah, I'm fine.
You're going to hook a chair, Killer.
I got it.
Yeah, you know what? Yeah, this is going to be the last time we go down here.
You know what? Props to Killer, though, because it sounds great. The quality is great.
Does it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Look at the confusion we're getting from the Nordstrom E-Bar.
I'll take a pumpkin spice.
No, George, we're not ordering.
A banana bread.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Be back to pick it up in a bit. Awesome. Got an order in?
I can't believe.
Junior, are there any technical details you're curious about?
Well, I first...
Such as what type of knee brace George is using?
Yeah, let's talk more about the knee brace. Is this yeah. something like Jalen Smith was wearing this season?
No, it's not that cumbersome, I don't think. It's just one of those ace wraps, you know? That
like a drugstore special?
Hug your knee. Yeah, it's a knee hugger.
Oh, okay.
I'm wearing nut huggers.
Doggone, Gordon, you are hauling.
I'm not going as fast as we were yesterday.
I don't know. Here's the marathon walker.
Oh, she's back?
Yeah.
Yeah. Our Spanish-speaking marathon walker.
I could translate if you want. Try Donde Está La Biblioteca.
Do we have an extra headset?
The killer's got a headset.
Yeah, give it to... No, come on. Get on the air. We want to talk to you. We talked about you earlier. Grab that headset.
Hola.
Now, she speaks English, too, George.
Oh, I thought she only spoke Spanish.
No. What's your name again?
Hola, señorita.
I could not remember your name.
Well, I didn't tell you my name.
Oh, you didn't?
No.
What was it?
Rosie.
It was Rosie?
Yes.
What's it now?
It's still Rosie.
Oh, still Rosie.
Okay.
Fair enough. Yeah, you kept up with me the whole way yesterday.
A little bit.
And you're not very tall, are you?
No.
How tall are you?
5'3".
How tall are you in English, though? I mean, like in Spain, you're 5'3", but how tall are you?
It's 160.
160. I don't understand what we just talked about.
1 meter, 60 centimeters.
Giorgio told me that he has a crush on you.
I did not. I did not say that.
He told
me. Don't make it uncomfortable. This is 2018.
This is so Me Too.
This is sexual harassment on your part, because I did not say that.
Giorgio told me.
But you did.
That he stared
therefore
a hole
you,
in your ass.
No. Therefore, you are the harasser, sir.
No.
And I don't appreciate it.
No, not
and
true.
And neither does Rosie.
How you doing, sir? Good.
Oh, man.
Boy, people out here cheering
We've
us on.
We've got to slow it down before somebody has
We're not going as fast as we were yesterday, Jordan.
Yes, we are. You're going faster.
No. We got to make
My
good time.
My shins say you're going faster.
We got to make good time.
Shins.
Yeah, there you go, killer. Give me a little more slack, and I'll drop back a little bit here. That a boy. That a baby.
No. Yeah. It's not going to be a case where you and I are separated by 100 feet of cable.
That a boy. That way I can... Oh, Gordo.
Are you approaching one full lap yet?
Yeah.
No, we're not.
3/4 of the way.
We just passed Neiman Marcus, which is the third check-in point, right?
This is so exciting.
We started at Dill. We go by Macy's.
Not that exciting. We're walking.
Now we've passed Neiman Marcus. They're rounding Burberry. They are rounding Burberry.
If you're just tuning in, we're carrying George and Gordon mall walking live. It's the first time in the history of sports radio that mall walking has been carried live. This is part of their New Year's resolution to bond and to get some exercise, and it's going unbelievably well.
People just tuning in must think that they're listening to live coverage of Giorgio giving a sperm sample.
Always has to go there with you, doesn't it? Always talking about sperm.
If you just imagine that's what's happening, it's very
Nobody's imagining that.
Uh-huh.
Not one person. All right, sooner or later we're going to run out of slack between my cable to killer and then killer's cable to you. There you go, killer. Slow him down, boy. Whoa, Nessie.
Did you say, whoa, Messi?
Nessie.
Oh, Nessie. I thought you had an accident.
I enjoy
your
broadcast.
Humor.
I'm not. I'm enjoying
right,
your
here
humor.
We go.
You're hilarious.
We are now getting close to Dillard's Jr.
One lap.
First lap. Dan, did you start keeping time?
Yes, I did.
Yeah,
Junior,
we're 28
because I
minutes.
Started, but I started late.
You guys have
and
been
I know
walking.
We were talking about.
You've been walking for almost 9 minutes.
Okay, yeah, I was about to say, we were doing 9-minute laps yesterday.
And we're pretty close. 9.5 for this one.
1P1 says, George sounds like Mark Cuban on the Stairmaster.
Yeah, you want me to answer Mav questions?
And I can report that Rosie is absolutely keeping up.
Well, she's a marathon runner.
Well, but she's not a walker, not a mall walker. It's a totally different set of muscles.
Yeah. Different discipline altogether.
Mm-hmm. And I noticed when Rosie showed up, George did drop back behind us. So
yeah, because I don't want to keep your stupid-ass pace.
Once again, for the view.
Hey, are you guys hydrating?
Yeah, I got some core with me.
Good.
And the I'm ultimate coffee.
The ultimate in hydration.
Okay, here we are, Junior. We are now passing the Peloton store.
One lap.
For officially one lap.
All right, one more to go. We can do it.
We're running out of cord here, killer. Come on.
How are the P1s doing behind you?
beautifully. Look at this crowd. That's unbelievable.
This may be the biggest crowd we've had.
That is unbelievable. Yeah. Look at these people. And they're all Americans, except for Rosie. No, you're American now, aren't you, Rosie? Yeah, she's American now. Yeah, these are all true American patriots. All right, now, Rosie, my goal is to increase the pace with each lap.
No. You're losing me then.
Because we need to.
I'm going
to
put this old gal on the left of me on the headset.
We're looking. Yeah, there you go. Thank you, sir. Thank you.
That's great crowd support. This is so exciting.
Oh, such crowd support. It is amazing. Because we want to eventually get up to a, or get down to a 7-minute lap.
This is what ticks me off. This is what the Muser's Mall walk is turning into. Hi, I'm Gordon Keith. Watch how fast I can walk. No one gives an S, so slow your mother Hubbard butt down.
Everybody else out here is walking faster than me.
No, they're not.
Well, I mean, not you, but I'm saying everybody else.
Let me put it up to the P1s. Hey, is Gordo walking too fast? Yeah, see?
Well,
total P1 support.
We split off into groups.
Yeah, but we can't split
good.
Today.
You go with the overachiever group. I'll hang back here with the... We're normal people.
Because of the on-air product, we need to keep that in mind. You guys need to walk together today. You can't be split.
Yeah,
you got to walk together.
We are.
So,
well,
so
that's
adjust,
not important to Gordo. He wants to show everyone how fast he is.
Adjust your paces accordingly.
I'm not going that fast, dude.
Yeah, you are.
Okay, we're going to let you guys work out because we're going to take a very short pause.
It's about to come to blows here at the mall walk.
And then coming up next, when we rejoin George and Gordo at North Park Center with the P1s and the mall walk, they will introduce a very special guest. That's next on The Ticket. This segment is brought to us by Maker's Mark and by Albertsons. It's 9:37 on The Ticket as we return to North Park Center. For the first time in the history of sports radio, mall walking is being carried live. George and Gordon, as part of their New Year's resolution, they're going to mall walk every day, and the P1s are joining them. How's it going? How many laps have you completed now, guys?
Whew. We're almost through two, I believe, aren't we?
Yeah.
Are we getting up on it? Yeah, there's Dillard's right there.
For day 13, we're doing really well.
Day three.
Our face is right in the dill, in the front of the Dillard's.
Has your special guest shown up?
Oh, yeah. We got him.
Well, introduce him. Tell us who he is.
Ladies and gentlemen, from the Dallas Morning News and SportsDayDFW.com, it's David Moore.
Wow.
Wait,
walking with us.
Special guest?
Yeah.
Oh.
How did you guys land David?
A jerk. Well,
told him he had to be here.
Got a good producer.
Yeah, Fernando gave me no choice. But this is a remarkable scene. It's very much like Forrest Gump, where he's running across country.
Mm-hmm.
I think when Gordo gets to the Forever 21 and just stops and walks away,
yeah,
this will be done.
It's underrated brand humor there. I like it. I like it. Like it. Nice.
Well, David, you got news on Will McClay for us?
Yeah, not surprising, but he was cleared to talk to Houston. There was some confusion in the media over the weekend whether or not they actually made contact with him and requested an interview. He then issued a statement saying, look, if they do contact me, I'll let everyone know what I'm going to do then out of respect for the Cowboys, the Texans, and also the process. Well,
The process.
They love the process at the Star.
Oh, yeah.
And so now that is official. The Texans have begun interviews. They requested to speak to Will McClay, and he's informed them that he wants to stay with the Cowboys.
Well, that's good news.
Yeah, I think that's essential for them this offseason. When you put together their list of what needs to happen, you tend to focus more on personnel, what will happen with Dez Bryant, how will you handle DeMarcus Lawrence's situation, what will you do in the draft? But keeping Will McClay in place and the communication that he's developed between the personnel, the coaching staff, and the scouting department has you've really seen the benefits, I think, of that this past season.
You're listening to the first ever Ranch Report being carried live while mall walking. It's David with George and Gordo out at North Park. What kind of walker is David, guys? Does he look like he knows what he's doing?
Solid. Oh, yeah. He's got a good stride to him.
In between. I'm in between the two show hosts here.
Yeah.
I'm trying to bridge the gap.
Yeah, what's the current situation?
Supinates or pronates?
Again, Gordo wanting to draw attention to himself and
right.
his walking expertise is leading the pack. And George is here for the reason he should be here, just to get some exercise.
Yeah, on air,
enjoy
walking
the surroundings.
With the P1s. Right.
You know, if this whole thing was bonding between the two of them, I really question how much bonding is going on since
I've been
here. What are
you talking about? We're tied together. How much more bonding can you get?
Yeah.
It's tons of bondage going on.
David, have you ever mall walked before?
Craig, who among us hasn't mall walked before?
How else are you going to get around a mall?
Okay, that's a good point.
Though?
That's a good point.
back in the days of Valley Ranch, you would go up to Vista Ridge. You and Ed Werder would walk around to get some exercise.
Me and Ed would go around. I would sprint to Mrs. Fields Cookies.
Yeah.
He would go to Starbucks.
Mm-hmm.
It was a special relationship. I also like how the people here are interacting with this group.
Wow, that guy's got a golf cart.
Some are very,
hey, buddy.
Some are very supportive.
Right here.
Can't ride the
right
golf
here.
Cart.
Medic.
That violates the spirit
Medic.
Of mall walking.
Well, we're getting so much
protocol right now.
Getting
we're
so much carts. Feedback from the P1s. One P1 says this is his favorite event that we've ever done, reminiscent of when David Burrell was on foot covering the Byron Nelson golf tournament and was out of breath calling in his live reports. Another says angry, out of breath George is his new favorite character on the ticket.
Not a character.
Another saying this is the greatest thing we've ever done, and another commending me for being kind of in charge of the whole thing. So thank you, sir.
You had nothing to do with this.
I think it's going really well.
If it weren't for you, Craig, I think everyone knows that.
It's thank you, David.
You're the mastermind.
It's just so exciting. I can't believe how exciting this whole thing is.
Passing the Apple Store. Boy, there's a line of people waiting to get in the Apple Store.
Yeah.
They got some kind of sale going on.
Seems like there always is.
Yeah, what kind of looks are you guys getting as you're walking with broadcast equipment?
What's that, Junior?
What kind of looks? Doing the heavy lifting here today.
What kind of looks are you getting as you're walking with broadcast equipment?
It's
weird
very
ones.
Odd.
Yeah.
Yeah, people are looking at us. I don't know. They don't understand what's going on.
Some are very supportive.
Others
look with disdain and shake their heads.
Most are taking pictures.
Boy, look at Gene. Just made a move on the inside, and Gene is moving up the pack right now in his Cole Beasley uniform.
Yeah, he is the oldest mall walker we have in our group, correct?
I think so. Hey, David, what did you think of Cole Beasley's rap?
Glad you mentioned that, George, because tonight on Intentional Grounding with noted music historian and critic Robert Wolanski, we will listen to Cole's rap and discuss it and maybe have a little surprise, too.
Uh-oh.
What's going on?
What happened?
We lost him?
What just happened?
I'm here.
Oh, Gene
is here.
Hey.
Gene, do you have any questions for David Moore, cowboy expert?
No, I don't think so.
No one does, Gene.
I don't know. I won't comment on that one. So how you guys doing? Okay at the studio?
Yeah, we're doing. Hi, Gene. Good to hear you.
Good. Nice scene. Yeah, okay. Listen, I'll give it back to George.
No, come on, Gene.
Oh, okay. What else do you want? What do you want to talk about? UFOs? I got plenty of VHS tapes at home that have UFOs on them for the last 40 years I've been recording. And it's amazing what life is out there.
You know, David Moore's been abducted, Gene.
Really? But he's
but not probed like George.
Hey, listen, no, what?
They just wanted to talk to me.
Right, sure. Hey, listen, you
they're
know,
cowboy fans.
It's a lot to be said on all that stuff, guys. You know, I believe it all. I'm the biggest conspiracy guy in town. But that's what I do. That's what I enjoy. Collecting records and UFO tapes and stuff like that.
How did you get here this morning, Gene? Did you get a ride?
I got my... Susie. Oh, my friend Susie took me.
Now, Susie's the
Susie.
Younger woman that you've been palling around with all week.
I know, you know. But she's happily married, so it's no hanky-panky going on, buddy.
And how is your love life, Gene?
Fine.
You still active in the...
Oh, yes. Yeah. Here, a date here.
The and pants.
I'm having a good time, you know. living life, getting used to being, you know, enjoying. Good. But I'm doing fine.
Good.
It's great. Great.
Yeah.
So anything else you want to discuss?
Have you ever gotten on Tinder?
Excuse me?
Have you ever gotten on Tinder?
No. No.
Do you know what that is? It's one of those dating apps where you can hook up with people.
Oh, okay. No, I never have seen because, you know, I'm like 30 years behind in the times. I just got a little cell phone.
Really? I couldn't tell with the VHS thing.
Oh, yeah, VHS. That's my lifeblood there. Do you hear that?
That's a weird thing to claim as a lifeblood. But you know? So, Gene,
what?
You've made it here all three mornings.
Yes.
What time do you have to get going to get down here?
No, I don't think. Excuse me, sir?
At what time do you have to get going in the morning to get down
I get up with you guys at 5:30 in the morning.
Wow.
Great.
Do my exercise, do a little run, and then my friend picks me up, and we've been having a good time laughing. It's, you know, it's really been nice, you know.
And you're in fantastic shape for a 71-year-old man.
Well, you know, I'm active, you know, I've been doing it, you know, since I left the service. So it's been with me. It's my major addiction, you know.
You told us something interesting off the air about your father. Do you mind sharing that on the air?
Well, you know, my father was, you know, he was a great fella. In them days, it was corporal punishment, so anytime I did something out of the ordinary, I got whacked and smacked. And, you know, he was a great guy, but he was so connected with all different
great guy,
people.
But beat the hell out of me.
Well, you know, hey, listen, sometimes I deserve most of the time.
No, but, Gene, but that, you're so sweet.
But that was the days of corporal punishment, you know. Anything could... you know, I mean, everyone was getting beat up here and there. But
better, yeah, Gordon.
It was better. We learned to respect people, you know.
Yeah, but now the actual thing I was asking about was more of his occupation. But I guess you don't want to share any of that.
Oh, well, you know, I'm saying that's what he did, you know, to make a living. You know, he's part of the Bonanno mob family from New York City.
Be careful here. You
know, he was connected, you know. But he was, you know.
What kind of ice cream you like?
Oh, my favorite is vanilla.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. But like I say, you know, it was great upbringing. But he always told me the truth about anything, you know. All the time, you know.
Like when you ask him about the birds and the bees, when did you find out about that?
Not much when it came to that. But he let me know about how life is and how politics and how everything works.
Well, how did you find out about the birds and the bees? Did you learn
know, you learn from the streets, you know. Kids, you know. I, you know, learned a lot, but I'm doing, you know. And then, like I say, it was all about the Yankees and sports and Mickey Mantle and, you know, all sorts of stuff, you know. I love my sports. I love my music. Mm-hmm. And I love the conspiracy theories.
What's the most number of sandwiches you've eaten in a day?
One. That was Kennedy assassination.
Wait, you just went to the Kennedy assassination.
Said about the Kennedy. Hey, listen, everything, you know, it's not what the government tells you, you know.
That's right.
Everything, you have to make up for your mind on what you believe, what you don't.
That's
you
know? Exactly
what's your
right,
question
Gene.
For David Moore?
Right. Oh, what was that there, guy?
Back to you, Craig.
Okay. Thank you. Yeah, it sounds like it's going incredibly well. This is exciting.
It's fun.
Always great to hear from Gene and David joining George and Gordon in the Ranch Report. This is just so much fun. Okay, we're going to take one more very short TO for our sponsors to tell you all about their great stuff, and then we're going to check in at the finish line. When we return here, we're going to check in at the finish line. They're going to walk until 10 o'clock. The Peloton store is the start-finish line, and we'll also cross-talk with Donnie, and we'll see if Norm is back. An exciting finish to what has been the most exciting segment in Muser's history coming up next. Crosstalk brought to us by Crest Volvo. Donnie and Jake are in, and guys, they are finishing up out at North Park Muser's Mall Walk, day 3. Gordon, George, come in. Are you near the finish line?
Yeah, we've gone through 3 laps. We're almost to 3.5 laps. No, wait, 4.5 laps. Sorry.
Okay, and how's it going?
Moving in on 5. Oh, great.
It's going well. I'm proud of us for improving each day, and that's what it's about. You know, there was a famous financial advisor that was later fired that said it's not about perfection, it's about progress.
Hmm. You know, we kind of look like a preschool group at the mall because we're tethered to each other. Gordo out front to killer, and then I'm tethered by a microphone cable back behind.
And the P1s are still with you guys?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Hey,
how are we doing, P1s? All right, yeah.
Listen to that. Listen to all that courage.
Hey, and
all
Gordo, I've got great news. On the GoFundMe page that you set up, you know, we started the segment at $1,037 raised for awareness as part of the awareness campaign. We are up now to $1,076. We have raised roughly $30 this morning alone since you guys started walking.
Oh, my goodness. Thanks to all the P1s who have donated to it. You know, maybe tomorrow I'll dedicate a little bit of time to reading the P1's comments and their names, because we need to thank these anonymous heroes who gave all.
Who's up next, Donnie and Mary?
Or $5.
No, it's Donnie and Jake.
Be
Norm,
sure to pack a bag.
Oh, okay.
Norm is out sick again today, so Jake is filling in. Uh-oh. Guys, isn't this exciting what you're listening
this
to right now?
This is great. All the fundraising things that go on. I know we always talk about Normathon and we give those stats, but this, to raise awareness about awareness, mm-hmm. is something special. I'm glad to have just a little part
just
in
raw,
this thing.
The rawness
man.
Of it.
Yeah, yeah, I know. I know. It's just so, it's so organic. This is great. George, you okay?
Oh. It says
that
here.
Gordo's got the chops. Hey by the way.
Can, if we can broadcast live from a mall walk, we can broadcast live from ICU and let Norm do his own show.
Oh, yikes. Don't believe he's in ICU.
We also have an update from the mall. A moron dog took a tremendous dump around turn number one.
Oh, no.
What are dogs doing in the mall?
What's that about?
When do we allow that?
Yeah, people walk their dogs out here. And
in the mall?
Boy, this dog hunkered down just like a Georgia bulldog and let it fly, boy.
Yeah, with this leash that I got you on, Giorgio, you look like my emotional support animal.
I'll
take that.
Don't
if only we could put you in a
animal.
Machine mask.
Giorgio, you going to be okay?
Well, oh, I'm great.
Okay, good, good.
Yeah, I'm great.
I'm hearing a broadcaster just destroying.
That's what I'm hearing.
Yeah, me too. I was just wondering. I just know everything sounds so groovy out there, man.
I love when you go to the GoFundMe main page and it shows all the other things that you can donate to, such as keeping Norma, who appears to be 90 in her home, all these African children who look emaciated, and then awareness for awareness with the music. Yes.
Well, it's working. We keep to the basics.
These people look so beaten, and then the smiling musers.
I don't know how you two. I don't know how you two are going to follow this, because this was sports radio history. Mall walking carried live for the first time.
Right.
Yeah.
I don't know
we're
what y'all
shut
have planned
her down after today.
But good luck,
right, Giorgio, thank you. After we're almost to the end of the show.
Yeah.
After we finish this lap, you want to eat breakfast at this place up here?
What's that? Oh, yeah. I've always wanted to have breakfast at Tiffany's.
Yeah, we could just go right in that jewelry store and have breakfast.
Wow.
What about it?
Wow.
I think I remember the film.
Boy, the P1's just turned on us. Scattering from the mall right now.
Like the GoFundMe page is minus. You've lost about $45 right now.
On our GoFundMe page.
Oh, well. I'll take that back.
All right, well, best of luck to you guys as you enter the final lap out there at North Park. Congratulations. I'm so excited about this, and I'm getting emotional again because it's such a... I admire you guys so much for what you're doing to your bodies.
Big talk, fluff.
You worked very hard, Junior.
Thanks, Junior, for all your hard work.
Yeah, thank you, guys. I appreciate you noticing.
Yeah, you look tired, Junior. Really tired. Go home and take a nap, please.
Let's keep the spotlight on those two.
Okay, all right.
Not me. Okay, we'll get a recap tomorrow morning in the O-Deck with Gordo. And it's Donnie and Jake up next. We're back tomorrow morning, 5:30 on the ticket.